Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Draft winners and losers at 8:35. We're coming for you, Atlanta and others. Before we get back to the phones, the statement that the city of Detroit made, John, the picks themselves, Brad Holmes, six guys, a lot of maneuvering, four trades up. Your favorite pick, your least favorite pick. We invite those as well on the phones and the ticket text.
Oh, why don't you go first?
Oh, okay.
Favorite pick.
I have a question, though. Is it a cop-out if my favorite pick is the first-round pick?
No, because, I mean, okay.
If it's ditto,
I called my shot on that one.
Okay, but then we can dig a little deeper because I really liked the Christian Mahogany pick. Dane Brugler does his big, the Athletic, the Beast, they call it, their big draft manifesto. Mahogany was a top 100 player. We really liked him coming into the draft. Not as, first or second round guy, but a guy that could have been, late third, fourth round guy. Brett Holmes gets him in the sixth. He's a dirt bag. I mean that as a compliment. He takes it as a compliment. Brett Holmes called him one.
Yep.
If you play interior offensive line, you're a dirt bag and you move people around and you're a mauler and you're a run blocking machine. We wanted investment in the offensive line long term. That's a guy, two-time captain, good head on his shoulders, moves people, fits Detroit, fits this team. Mahogany in the sixth round. Getting a guy at the end of day three, that was the last pick they made, might have been my favorite.
I think, and I understand that. And I love, that is the one of the ultimate compliments when you're talking about a guy that's playing on the offensive line. You say if he plays with a mean streak, call him a dirt bag, whatever you want to call that type of or that style of player, I guarantee you he woke up this morning, saw that, and was like, all right, yeah, they know me. I'm going to give you another one, along with Tyrion Arnold, but Enos Rakestra did not think that he would be available that late in the draft. Now, everything was pushed back because of the 14 players that were taken at the start of the draft on the offensive side. So everybody on defense got pushed back, which allowed, obviously, Tyrion Arnold. That's a great pick. But Enos Rakestra, I think, is going to be the sneaky good pick of this draft because it just simply fell to him. It was the one pick that was the Detroit Lions. It's the only pick that was theirs. I know they traded up four different times, but all the other picks were acquired via trade in some aspect. And so when you get him, we know with Aaron Glenn, he loves to play man coverage. And Tyrion Arnold, that's what he does. At the line of scrimmage, and he's going to lock you up, lock you down. Enos Rakestra, not as physical at the line of scrimmage, but does an unbelievable job of reading receivers, being able to mirror receivers and cover them, especially on a lot of the crossing routes. Now, what's the one thing that always frustrates the hell out of us as fans, and I know it does defensive coordinators, is not being able to cover in man coverage on those crossing routes. Enos Rakestra does a great job of getting in the hip pocket and staying with receivers, and his timing of being able to bat away balls, make a play on balls, or the ability to make that shift of, I know I'm not going to get my hand on this ball, I'm going to make the tackle right at the point of, hey, I hit, ball hits, maybe I can knock it away that way.
Everything I've seen on Rakestra is the stuff you want to hear about a guy. Brad Holmes said dog exuded out of him is how he described his temperament. He's a guy who turned down Nick Saban to go to Missouri and do it his way. In his final year there, they won 11 games and played the New Year's Six. Culture guy, good head on his shoulders. He's not cocky. There's almost like a quiet confidence to him. But When he plays, he goes up against the run. He's not afraid to lay the lumber. This is a guy who plays man coverage, bigger corner. And you're right, everybody got bumped down about a half a round because of the overwhelming amount of offensive players. So you're able to trade up and get Arnold. You're able to have a rake straw fall in your lap. And the Lions, guys, we remember all those big receiver days at the end of the year. Lions gave up the most air yards in football. Most yards per catch. That's a downfield issue. That's not a yak issue. That's a 15 yards down the field win one-on-one. You draft corners with your first two picks. My least favorite pick, Sione Vaki. The way it was initially described is that he will be a special teams guy and the third running back. You need those guys.
Right. He's the Jalen Reeves-Maben of the offense.
Sure. To trade up to get that guy in the fourth round? It's a resource question more than it is a critique of him as a football player. I do think they could use him in these new kickoff returns creatively. You do need depth. It's day three. I'm not killing him for it. But a running back, when you already have Gibbs and Montgomery?
Well, it's not only going to be the kickoff returns. Like that seems to be kind of the easy go-to. Can they use him?
Kick coverage too?
Kick coverage, punt coverage. This is a guy that played on both sides of the ball at Utah. He was, you know, and sometimes you'll see, and it can be confusing for those that don't know or they're just trying to figure out who it is that the Lions drafted. He is listed as a safety. He was drafted as a running back. He played on both sides of the ball, and so he does have tackling skills. He's got the ability to read offensive players, and he is going to be a guy that will be utilized a lot in terms of special teams. But on the flip side, too, if he can be that third running back, like right now you have David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, 1A, 1B, 1-1, whatever you want to call him, Craig Reynolds, all right, and then Donovan Knight. Like this is a guy that adds, and we saw Montgomery missed a couple of games last year. Gibbs had gotten dinged up. That's going to happen at the running back position. Now, do I want to go into a game knowing that Vaki is RB1? No. But it has happened, and he is drafted as that third guy, but more importantly, as a special teams player.
Your least favorite pick?
If you're going to...
You got to pick one.
Got to make me pick.
I know you don't want to be a bad guy.
Well, no, I don't mind being that. It's just...
The one pick that you're like, eh, didn't love it.
Oh, I kind of liked them all.
Are those pom-poms sticking out of your back pocket?
No. So if I'm going to say one...
Nitpick a little bit.
All right, Mekhi Wingo. I thought it was a good value getting him in the sixth round. He's a little bit undersized, and it's a position where, you know, you're looking at their roster. I would have liked to have them take a flyer on an edge guy or in the sixth round go for add somebody. This was a very, very deep draft in wide receivers. And if I'm looking at it going, did we really need another defensive lineman? Because right now you've got obviously Aleem McNeil, DJ Reader. You've already drafted Broderick Martin. Maybe he's the guy that replaces Levi Onwuzurike because he can't find a way to get on the field.
You're right. There's kind of a glut, and Pascal kind of bumps inside too.
Pascal, right? Kaminsky.
Yeah.
You've got a number of guys that can play that position. Now, you can never have too many defensive linemen. I will go on record as saying that. Same thing with offensive line. I just felt like that, when you talk about a resource to go up and get Vaki, this to me was a resource that they could have used to address other quote unquote needs. And this is where we're going to get into a debate with Brad Holmes, is he's always been best player available. So you can't pick and choose when you're going to use that. And I could make a case that Terrion Arnold, best player available. You created that by going up to get him.
Right.
Rake Straw fell to him. And I could get behind believing that, but Giovanni Manu, like, how do you in the fourth round say that a guy that has never played major, he's only played at quote unquote university, that he is best player available, best prospect available? Again, a bit of a stretch, but you look at what they've done with Jordan Mailata in Philly, and you can understand why they would make that gamble.
You're picking the one that worked there, though. I think this was pretty risky by Holmes, and I think people will look back on the draft. The draft changed, for the Lions, for me, when they took Rake Straw. But at that point, you know, I was all about offensive linemen. And a couple guys that went right after him, BB was one of them, about 10 or so picks later. You know, these are things that I think are fair to question. And I sometimes wonder in this town if you can question, would a better move have been to slid down and take BB and acquire more capital? Your whole draft changes. You pivot around. I don't like the moving up for these fourth round guys. I know we were joking about it a little bit before the show. Manu didn't even have a profile on Pro Football Reference. You have to go 60 more picks in the draft to find a player that was drafted that they didn't know who he was.
Okay, but the only pushback, and again, I use PFF, but it's important. They are not gospel. 11 different teams had pro visits with Manu. This was not some unknown from a Polynesian island that no one ever heard of. He has tape. The Lions personally met with him and scouted him. This is a day three pick. You want to trade up and show conviction to take a guy you believe in on day three. Investment long-term in the offensive line. Like, isn't this not the stuff we wanted to see? We wanted our GM to be decisive, go get his guys, and make sure the offensive line doesn't get ignored.
I just created an example where you could have slid down and got a guy, too, well, that people liked. It's a highly different, very more higher-rated sure thing in BB.
And I like BB.
Yeah, but the key words there is that people liked. And we're not the ones that are making that pick. We're not the ones that are evaluating. And that's where I get to, all right, was Vaki a pick simply because they needed another guy on special teams? They wanted to go in running back depth that direction. But it goes to the evaluation that they had at Allen Park versus what the people liked.
I know, but the risk-taking at Allen Park hasn't been the best. Oh, and it is one of the flaws.
Tom, I think it's absolutely risky to give up a future third to take a fourth round pick who's a project who won't contribute this year.
Might not.
Likely.
Right.
Not definitively. Likely won't contribute this year. But I think if there's a guy who's feeling himself, who wanted to kind of take a heat check of a draft, it's Brad Holmes. I mean, he's a guy who came out with the receipts, put it on the table and said, look what I can do. And this draft was a continuation of heat check. I'm going to trade up not once, but twice in the fourth round to get guys I believe in. You're giving up future capital to do it.
I also agree.
But if there's a general manager who's got the track record at the draft to say, I know what I'm doing, especially day three. Hello, fourth round. Hello, Amon-Ra St. Brown. You trust the guy to throw it out there, because if that tackle pans out, 6'8", 350 pounds, who can move, it's a difference maker.
Well, I mean, he's going to be coined a genius if both Broderick Martin and Manu pan out. Seriously. And so that we got to let it play out, like John always says. I mean, look, my opinion is if the corners hit in this draft and they're starters that are average or above in this league, I don't care who else they took because they have a secondary for the future.
I'm sorry, guys, on hold. We're going to get to you. People with stories from the draft, the city of Detroit on display, the statement that it made. And yes, people who want to talk about the football players, too. It's 97.1.
Hey, Ideal U helps you lose weight, and it helps you lose weight fast. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days using real whole foods. That means you could lose 40 pounds before bathing suit season gets here, and the clock is ticking because Memorial Day is right around the corner. Sign up now and get a $200 Visa gift card. Book your free consultation right now at idealu.us. Ideal U is different than other weight loss programs. It works and it works fast. I lost 10 pounds in the first 10 days. I lost 60 pounds overall with Ideal U. And it's not shakes, bars, or prepackaged food. You're going to eat real whole food every single day. And it works because they teach you what to eat and drink to lose weight. You're in contact with a weight loss coach on a daily basis. They're there because they want you to attain your goals. They're going to help you reach that. And once you've reached your goal, they're going to teach you how to keep the weight off. And I've a little over 2 years into it now, and I've been able to keep my weight off. You could do the same. Ideal U will help you lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days. Sign up now and get $200 Visa gift card. Book your free consultation right now at idealu.us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I love this ticket text. Brad could draft my 40-year-old 5'9", 260-pound brother, and I'd say, oh, let's see how it works out. Brad must know something. Eric in Blissfield. Trading up on day three, giving up future capital for projects. Ticket texter says it all washes out, though, because the guys they got in the sixth seemed like good value. Another nice draft by Brad Holmes.
Yeah, I mean, on the surface, that's what it looks like now. And in another 3 years, we'll get a chance to look back. And is Arnold and Rakestraw, are they your starting corners? I at a minimum, if that happens, this draft was a hit. And then everything else on top of that is gravy.
Jim, you're a lion slap. Of course you love all the picks. Guys like you kiss Holmes' ass on everything he does. Signed, Mike. I feel like I have the opposite reputation, but anyway.
Yeah, well, just ask Jared Goff.
Two compliments and one complaint with this Lions draft. We'll get to that at 9:02. Let's get back to the phones. Mike in Sterling Heights, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Good morning.
Man, that last ticket text, that wasn't me, by the way, okay? That was not me. I don't know how you can't believe in what Holmes is doing. And I just thought that the city did a phenomenal job. We went 3 days, and what a great time. What a great time to be downtown.
Where were you standing on Thursday night? Were you in the mix?
I was in the mix Thursday night. That was awesome to see what happened on stage.
Your reaction when the trade was announced.
Oh, my. I was so excited. As soon as it was announced, I knew who they were picking. As soon as I told everybody around me, really, you think so? Yeah. What a great pick. What a great kid, huh? What a great reaction on stage.
He definitely does have a stage presence, that's for sure.
He does, and the energy was great. The moment he stares out into the sea of now his fans, and he said, "I'm home." He's not from Detroit, but he felt at home.
Well, I mean, 275,000 people cheering for you. Well, that's a nice invite.
It has that effect. Red in Grand Rapids, you're on 97.1.
Fellas. Oh, my goodness. What a day. Friday, my 50th birthday. On a whim, I decided to take the day off, go back home to Detroit because I live in Grand Rapids now. Ran into my son, who's a police officer downtown, chopped it up with him for a second. I'm walking around my city, and it's like I almost don't believe it. The camaraderie, everything was nice down there. Here's my thing.
Yeah. Red, you cut out.
Oh, no.
Here's the thing.
No. The Doug Karsh tease. Pay it off, Red.
Red, don't do us like this.
I hope he's okay. I've never heard anybody disappear like that ever.
No, he had it sounded like he had a good connection. Are you still there, Red?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was connected to the car. I'm in IHOP.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. The boysenberry syrup.
Long story short, yeah. First thing, fellas, 50th birthday was Friday. I took off work in Grand Rapids, came back home to Detroit, said, you know what? I'm going to the draft in my hometown. Ran into my son down there who's a police officer, keeping everything, you know, on the up and up. I'm trying to get to 97.1 where you guys are broadcasting on top of B-dubs. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get up there, VIP section. I felt jilted. I'm walking out the door, and somebody said Barry. And I don't know who it was, but when you say Barry in Detroit, it could only be one person.
Mm-hmm.
Head snapped around so fast. Who is serving drinks? Barry Sanders. I got a picture with the greatest running back of all time serving me a beer on my 50th birthday.
Hey.
City was lit up. It was lovely. I've only done something like that on a whim one time in Grand Rapids. A radio station was having a raffle at a shoe store, and they were raffling off $1,000 to come out there and kick it. Jim Costa handed me the big oversized check for $1,000. This Friday trumped that by just a little bit. Great weekend, fellas. Totally enjoyed myself. You know what the next city that should hold the draft?
Where?
Desmones. Have a good one.
Hey, Red, good to hear you're still doing well.
Yeah, and tell your son thank you.
And I have no doubt, yeah, Barry trumps me, even if I'm handing you $1,000.
Yeah, but big check Costa.
It was the 10-year anniversary of the station out there, and we were giving away money. And
wow.
I remember
how big was the check?
Oh, it was one of those comically large, you know, like you see on TV.
Yeah. Stoney had to come back from Vegas with one of those. He put it in the overhead compartment. Unbelievable.
That's a blast from the past. That's awesome. Joe in Gros Eel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. The statement to me is that it played to the draft played to the strengths of Detroit now that even hosting a Super Bowl cannot. Detroit cannot look like any better than it did, and certainly it looks a lot better than in February. And it also showed everybody that not only is the current team good, but those players that walked away from Detroit, the Barry Sanders and the Calvin, when they both had a lot left in their tank, they're back in the fold, too, because the Lions football franchise is on the right track. I think it was a fun place to be, and it just exuded. Gosh, if I'm not there, I sure wish I was.
Yeah, I think, like, Terrion Arnold's a great example of it. He's like, you know, I wanted to be taken in the first 15 picks, but being here sure beats that. Like, the people are excited to be Detroit Lions. I'm on Russ St. Brown talked about that. He goes, it's a very different vibe than when I was drafted as when these guys are drafted.
Oh, yeah. He was on with Doug and Gator, and he actually mentioned, he's like, I got drafted by Detroit and was like, I don't really want to go to Detroit. And now he's a hero here, second highest paid receiver. And funny how that happened in the span of, what, 2 days?
Did I miss who got paid?
The A.J. Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 32 a year instead of 30.
Mm.
Yes.
Already aging like fine wine.
Yes, but he mentioned it. It didn't really want to come to Detroit. And now he's a local hero. He's a national hero because of what he does on the field. But he goes out there and Terrion Arnold, all of these guys are looking at him and this staff and the fact that it's a competent organization. And I think that played a lot into the success of this draft, too. You're going down to celebrate not just the city and the draft, but a competent organization where you think you're not going to be embarrassed on national TV.
Yeah, I think we've always had that passionate following with the Lions in Detroit because people supported this team when they were terrible, miserable. People would complain, but they didn't stop caring. I think we would have done well whether the Lions had won two playoff games or not. But I think it goes to another level.
Right.
When you have people who have that belief in the direction of the organization for the first time in their life in a lot of cases.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on the heels of whether you want to talk about Millen, whether you want to talk about, you know, the I don't even want to say the names, the regime that was here, the Quintricia, I said it, era. Like to have an organization from top down that is operating at a very high level, showing leadership, showing confidence, it exudes through the fan base, and it took it to another level.
Joe in Canton, take us to the next level. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. What an experience downtown on Thursday night. Got there early, stayed till about 6 o'clock. Had to get back to the area with my buddies who drove to watch the draft in Canton. Loved the experience, the camaraderie with people that hated a common team like the 49ers. Talked to Seattle fans. It was great. Overall draft, I thought it was really great. Left this room to go get free agents after June 1st. And I think we did a great job. Just want to get you guys' opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I gave it a letter grade. John doesn't believe in that stuff.
I like their draft.
Okay. I gave it an A-.
Okay.
And you politely nodded your head at me and said, you kind of,
yeah,
not literally,
good job,
but kind of patted me on the head. Yeah, like, there you go.
Job,
you go ahead and give out your draft grades the next day.
Yeah.
As he rolls his eyes at me.
Interesting he would mention the June 1st. Because there will be some cuts, and we do have, and we'll get a chance to talk about this a lot from now until then, but the fact that there are still some free agents out there that they can sign, and whether you think it's an edge guy, there's nobody that's going to come in and be a difference maker that you would say, but there's also some receivers. My question was, what are they going to do at the receiver position for depth?
Got some ticket texters who want to take some shots at Gov. We'll get to those coming up next. 902, two compliments and a complaint from Brad Holmes' draft. We still got to do winners and losers. Heather's news. It's all coming up. 97.1.
Hey, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It is a must to hire the right lawyer who will make sure that the insurance companies pay what they owe you. Injury attorney David Feminino and his team have been making insurance companies pay for almost 30 years, and he can help you with your injury case as well. David is ready to speak with you personally right now if you call 855-65-CRASH or go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH or go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Ticket text pouring in. We're talking NFL draft, the statement the city of Detroit made, the players the Lions added. I have two compliments and one complaint for Brad Holmes at 902. Gave it an A-. It's not going to be like, you know, bashing the guy. And overall, he's getting glowing reviews nationally, very different than a year ago. There's been a little pushback. Typical Tom whining. Holmes has proven to own the draft. His free agent signings are somewhat questionable, but the draft is his, Mike in Williamston.
I think it's fair to question. I do sound whinier when I have these allergy problems.
Blaming it on the allergies.
Well, no, I do. I even sound whinier. I already know I sound whiny, by
nasally.
The way. Yeah. Hey, you like that caller earlier.
You weren't the one called a whiny bitch.
The one, the caller.
Kicker caller.
Yeah, the kicker, yeah. Sounded like he was a dad of a kicker.
Wow. I didn't say that, see? Other people say bad things around here, too.
No, I've been pretty firm on my stand on kickers.
But, Tom, this is the text that bothers you. Holmes is already labeled a genius. You don't like the label that, and maybe the blank check that people give him.
I think those are two separate questions. I think the label, no way. You're not a genius if you don't win a championship. Has he won a championship? You're not a genius. It's almost kind of like the whole elite QB thing to a degree. The other side of that, though, is I trust the guy. I just think questioning how they handled day three is fair game today. You know, I'm not saying that these guys aren't going to work out. I'm fascinated by Vaki potentially in this new kickoff return thing and what role he may end up playing in that potentially. But I do think it's fair to just say they could have taken Hicks at safety instead if they were going to move up. You know, guess who took him? The Chiefs. I look at the Chiefs' picks. They took the other guy from BYU, the offensive tackle. You know, you could have said, should the Lions have done that instead of gone Rakestraw? I think it's a fair conversation. It's Monday morning. That's what we do around here.
Right. So the first pick, Arnold, we talked about it Friday. Everybody was on board. You give up a third to move up five spots, but really 15 slots in terms of getting a top 15 player. We all like the Arnold pick. It's not without risk. Nothing's a guarantee. We know corners can go south. It's a tough position to play. But he checked every box athletically, between the ears, schematically, and it was a pick of conviction. And then that became a theme. Holmes traded up four times in the draft. This became the Brad Holmes heat check. And if you haven't been convinced this guy knows what he's doing by now, I don't know what else to tell you. I think he's earned a heat check. He's earned a little bit of defiance. He's not infallible. He's whiffed on guys before. The tackle they traded up for may not develop, But I think in his mind, 6'8 athletic frame, long-term viable option on a bookend up front is worth a day three pick. Like, what are we really talking about? These are day three picks.
But you traded a day two pick to get them.
Future day two pick.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. And that's my problem. So when you take a project and a project fails, it's real bad. They don't contribute at all.
Well,
okay?
I know some of
the. So then all of a sudden, now you've lost your third round pick last year. What if he comes in and it's like, oh, wow, we overshot. We didn't realize what he is. You have never seen him play against real college players. You know, there's an element to this that he could be, you know, the kid that's in eighth grade and is already 6'3", and he dominates all the little kids. But when everybody grows up and plays next to him, he's not so good. I'm also open to the mind, though, and listen, that's why, hear me out. If he's opposite Sewell at right tackle and Sewell's your left, Brad Holmes is a genius then, because that's going to lead to Super Bowl championships. Okay?
So my question is it worth it, a fourth-round pick, or I know you're saying they traded the third-round pick, isn't that worth taking a swing for a guy? Listen, if it's Matt Millen taking the swing, if it's Bob Quinn taking the swing,
it looks more like
Javi Baez. I'm fine with Holmes taking the swing.
He's built up more cachet than a lot of other GMs and any other GM that we've ever seen here in Detroit, and it's a calculated risk. Is he going to be the same type of player now that he's, instead of going against high school or, you know, D3 athletes, now all of a sudden he's going against NFL talent? Yeah, it's going to be different. He's going to have time. He's going to have some runway. His runway is longer than most, but there's not a lot of 6'8", 350, 5-flat, 40 guys. His athletic ability is on full display. Now, it's going to be up to Hank Fraley, this organization, to develop him, teach him the techniques. And the one thing that you can't do, and this holds true for every single pick that they make, you can't get into their body and find out what is in their mind. You can do as much as you can in terms of interviewing him, talking to him. There's words say one thing, actions say another. What is his mentality and what is his heart?
It's clear they got a couple guys early at positions of need that they felt were one and two, the best two corners in the draft. Mm-hmm. That's what Brad Holmes said. Day three, you get into, you know, how harshly you want to critique risk. It feels like while trading up for guys in the fourth round could be questioned, projects, special teamers, etc., the guys that got at the back end of day three felt like guys that should have been there on the early portion of day three. It may balance out. If Mahogany ends up being someone who's here, or Wingo becomes someone who's more of a stable piece, those are guys that people didn't think would be in the sixth round that they picked up in the sixth.
Right.
So does it kind of come out in the wash?
I think it does. He will be judged on how big of a risk is this in terms of you give up a day two pick next year for a fourth round pick, plus you spend that fourth round pick on it this year. There is some risk involved, but to me, it's a calculated risk.
And to be clear, I'm totally fine if you want to question stuff. Nobody's above reproach. We've done it with legends and people who've delivered championships in this city. Brad Holmes is not immune from criticism. I just don't find it to be all that criticizable today. Let's get to Heather with the news.
All right, so all high school coaches in Michigan are now required to have CPR and AED training. This is surprising to me that this wasn't required already, because it seems like something that they just should have training in. But two bills were signed that require high school coaches to maintain valid certification in CPR and the use of an AED. And schools will also be required to have a cardiac emergency response plan in place in case students have a cardiac issue. And according to the American Heart Association, nearly 7 in 10 children do survive cardiac arrest in schools that do have AEDs.
Well, it's so much easier to get that certification now, because you could take a couple mm-hmm. online courses, and then when you go to get certified, it's the time investment is less than it used to be, because you used to have to drive somewhere like 6 weeks, an hour a night, whatever it is. I think this is great.
Yeah.
100% for sure. Hundreds of people gathered in Monroe to honor the siblings who were killed in that Swan boat crash last weekend. There was this vigil that was held right there at the boat club Friday night, where the children's loved ones, the community members, huddled together to obviously remember and honor those victims, but also try to just make sense of what happened. And the victim's family is demanding justice. They can't comprehend how the suspect was given bail and is able to be home sleeping in her bed, drinking coffee while these children are no longer here, while everybody is still suffering. There's still victims in the hospital recovering. You know, they just don't understand that, which I totally understand. Reading these articles and you hear these quotes, you just start. I mean, I just read it.
They're the reaction that we would all have
before this. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to start crying because this is so devastating. Heavy. Just to even hear how the other people who survived are coping with this and how the children are still struggling after seeing what they witnessed and unable to sleep, unable to eat, waking up in the middle of the night screaming because of what they witnessed and went through. It's just absolutely devastating. Police are searching for a missing Oakland County woman who was reported missing on Saturday morning by her family. Police say they're asking the public for help finding this 38-year-old woman from Independence Township. They believe that she is in or near Waterford Oaks County Park. They believe that because her car was found there in the parking lot, the keys still in the ignition. On Saturday, they used, it sounds like, everything possible: drones, canine units, search and rescue teams. The U.S. Border Patrol was out looking. Parks, the Metro Parks Police rescue team was out. And unfortunately, on Saturday, she was unable to be found. They searched Sunday as well. So far, no word. So everybody, photos have been released. Keep an eye out for her. A Grand Ledge man has been arrested. He must have had somewhere very important to go because he was busted by police driving 125 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. Woo! I mean, that's fast on a highway.
Yep. Yeah.
That's fast anywhere. That's real fast where he was driving. So his Mustang was first spotted by police last week, driving recklessly in a parking lot. This was in Eaton Rapids. And he sped off from there. Thankfully, police were able to pull him over. And they're reminding people that, you know, driving at speeds that fast are not safe for anybody. Obviously, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, no kidding.
Did you hear about this pretty big coincidence? Two babies named Johnny Cash and June Carter were born at the same hospital on the same day this month.
Really?
Yes!
That's cool.
Very cool. Happened on April 10th. This was in Huntsville, Alabama. June Carter Clark was born first 2:30 p.m. Then another little baby, Johnny Cash Davis, was born at 9:50. And
Johnny and June.
The parents couldn't believe it, right?
That's incredible.
What a coincidence. We want to stay in contact. And now people online are saying, we need like a 20-year update to see if these two could maybe like start dating, or it's like destiny.
See where their lives take them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, winners and losers from the NFL draft. It's 97.1.
Hey, the draft is over and we've got the NBA playoffs going on, NHL playoffs, baseball is going on. So why not dive into the best pool in history, Stadium Swim? And it's located at Circa Resort and Casino. You can watch all of these games right there at a viewing experience that is absolutely built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen, that's Stadium Swim. It's America's favorite place to watch football, basketball, baseball. It doesn't matter. Swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and one nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, and it's located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.